Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
It's a little over 9 o'clock on a Wednesday morning. I'm Disha Oberoi, Super Hits 93.5 Red FM par show ka naam Morning Number 1. Disha! So, Russia-Ukraine ka situation is quite intense. Russia has declared two areas, Donetsk and Luhansk, as independent. In fact, he's sent his troops into eastern Ukraine, after which America has declared sanctions on Russia. The Indian government has told people, you can get out if you can. We're arranging flights. There are helpline numbers and all the details. I thought, let's speak to somebody in Ukraine, an Indian student in Ukraine. I believe about 20,000 of them are there, to understand what's the situation. So I called this boy up. He said, can I stay anonymous? I said, absolutely. And then I asked him, what's it like where you're at? Take a listen.
Hi Disha, I'm a fourth year medical student here in Ukraine and I'm coming to India on 4th of March by a different airline, not that one that is sent from India. But I really appreciate that Indian government and Indian embassy is arranging flights for the Indians over here in Ukraine. But I think the cost could be lesser than it is right now, because now they are charging 60,000, which is a bit costly, that I think personally. That's all. Otherwise, I really appreciate that Indian embassy and Indian government have arranged a special flight for us.
It's good to know that he's coming back home, but I also asked him, where exactly are you in Ukraine? Are you close to any of the tension areas?
Well, I live in a city that is around 1,000 kilometers away from the Russian border. But here, I don't feel anything that I should be tensed about, apart from my friends, my Indian friends and other friends from other countries are leaving to their home motherland. But the thing is, the Ukrainian people over here are living their normal life, and our university is running on its normal way on with offline classes.
And finally, I asked him to maybe just say a thing or two to friends and family and fellow Indians sitting 8 hours away by flight in India, watching all this unfold on our TV sets.
All I wanted to say our family and friends that yes, the situation right now is quite tenseful. But the thing is that our embassy is really taking it seriously and updating us regularly with advisories and notices. Hopefully, this will end very soon.
This was a fourth-year medical student, Indian student studying in Ukraine. He wanted to go anonymous. We've kept his identity under wraps. And I just thought we should get you a testimonial from Ground Zero. Bajate Raho.
Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate Raho.